I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon's protesters want a complete government overhaul. The problems? Fixing socioeconomic conditions and ending a political stalemate. Jane is a spokeswoman for the prayer ministry Cry Out Now. So far, the protests are peaceful and the Lebanese are thankful for that. That doesn't mean the situation is without tension, but this time around, Jane's noticed that not only are Christians unified with one voice, but also...
We realize that the only solution to Lebanon's situation is Jesus and is God's kingdom coming to this nation. So it has been encouraging to just hear different churches, different believing groups, different ministries dedicating times daily to come together, to pray, to fast.
They just held a 40-hour prayer vigil to pray over Lebanon and ask God to bring a breakthrough.
We've been praying for years for a righteous government. And what if this is God's way of answering our prayers?
And Wycliffe USA's ministry is founded on a bed of answered prayers. Today, Wycliffe's Matt Peterson invites you to join them for their annual Day of Prayer. Wycliffe's annual Day of Prayer falls on November 11th each year.
We believe that Bible translation always begins with prayer. And so this is our annual event to really just remind us of why we're doing what we're doing and that God's in it. And we pray for a lot of the languages around the world.
Wycliffe is providing lots of resources to assist believers with intentional prayer. Some of them include ways to pray through the news and how to pray for Bibleless people. We'll connect you to these resources at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.